Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome once again to another edition of Wealthy Universal Radio. Sandy and Zachary and Quinn A. and Natalie Molinek. I know right now I'm in Merced, California, sitting outside a Starbucks.
Are you really?
Using Starbucks Wi-Fi, Natalie.
Oh, that is too cool. That's awesome.
Yeah, so,
and that's what we're all supposed to be doing these days, right? That's the beauty of the Internet.
It really is with Blog Talk Radio. And, again, we welcome you. It seems like we haven't really done a whole lot of promoting of this show yet. We've been kind of getting some of the bugs out and getting up and running and, in essence, kind of using a few of these first ones. It's sort of a, you know, dress rehearsal,
well,
as well, although we've been going live. And our listenership seems to be growing. I guess the first week.
Fantastic.
And this last show, we had 80 listens. So welcome. If you're listening, whether archived or live right now, wherever you are in the world, Natalie Molinek, again, president and founder of Realty Universal, joining us. And we don't know where she, well, I think she's on the East Coast this week, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm still on the East Coast right now. Yeah, absolutely. I'm in Maryland right now. Yep.
And our show, again, just to kind of, if you're tuning in, we want to let you know that this show is, yes, it's about real estate, and it's about a unique approach to real estate, but it's also about God. It's about giving back. It's about being the change. And it's about, I guess you could also sum up the word love, and loving each other. And and so the first half of today, we are going to definitely talk about lots of real estate things. And the second half, as is our custom, we're going to be talking about issues really of the heart, issues that might be spiritual or emotional or, you know, or whatnot. And just to give you a kind of a little glimpse of that, and Natalie, again, we're still really in this situation with you where you're on the East Coast, and going through really a personal tragedy, and I'm amazed that you're able to do the show still. But I appreciate you being willing enough to share kind of your journey with our listeners.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been really tough. It's been really, really tough, and I just feel like part of life is we have to go on and force ourselves to go on, and then, you know, then it's just difficult, very, very difficult, and
yep.
And then, you know, there's a time for everything, and so we're going to go ahead, and thanks, you're so supportive, Randy, and you kind of key us in, and you're able to make it happen, and I really appreciate that. Today we were going to go over, you wanted to go over, too, we were going to go over our menu programs and kind of recap about the menu programs, and then the second half of our show, we always like to bring in a topic of the week, important things that are happening in our community, spiritual issues. And this week we were just going to go over on the second half how to, for a lot of people that are underwater, as they say, upside down on their mortgages and feeling the emotional pain that goes with it, how to kind of get through that and release some of it. And part of that is releasing some of the anger and the blame and things like that. So let's get started. We'll just go through and start with the beginning, Rand.
Yeah, the real estate menu program again. And it's, folks, you can actually, if you're near a computer and you're listening, realtyuniversal.com is the website. And as Natalie begins to kind of take us through the menu system and why and how she came about really creating it, you'll be able to kind of dig in and drill down a little deeper. There's lots of great, great material on the website. And, again, whether you're a buyer, a seller, going through a short sale, investing, whatever you're doing, this menu program is a way for you to do it in a way that makes sense. And however you seem to think you can utilize the services with Realty Universal and then do some of the things on your own, all the way up to, well, for instance, Natalie, the very minimal deal is, I guess, if somebody wanted to do everything on their own. They can, at the very least, list it. Is that right? With you guys?
Right. I mean, everything's just designed that right now when to have a plan and to have a plan on what you're going to do if you want to sell or buy a house. And all of our programs actually are set up with you, the customer, in mind so that you can customize the process. And with the Internet, it makes it a lot easier, MLS systems, et cetera. So if you're a seller, you can go as low as $500. Well, actually, I take that back, as low as $349, depending on what state you're in, up to $500, and have your property listed in the local MLS through a local broker affiliate. Realty Universal actually isn't the brokerage. Realty Universal is the parent company, the parent membership association. And then we have affiliate members, agents and brokers who actually place your property into the local MLS. With that, though, because of the Internet, I've seen many times where you get more exposure than even if you choose the traditional model and go through a local brokerage and let them do everything, which we offer as well, and all of our affiliates offer it. But the exposure is tremendous because nowadays with all of the Internet data exchange that we all do, sharing each other's listings as well as the Internet sites sharing listings, these sites constantly end up being syndicated, and literally it can go from a few sites to hundreds to thousands of sites that your property will populate to, and it's amazing. So never, ever in the history of time with printed newspapers and print papers could you ever have this much exposure for less than pennies. I mean, when you look at it, it's amazing. So it's actually such a steal of a deal. So, yeah, Randy, that's the one item where you can go in and do that from anywhere from $349 to $500.
Why don't you kind of take us up the ladder, as it were, from that very minimal involvement to other services and products and things that folks might be able to take advantage of with Realty Universal?
Basically, it really is a one-stop shop, but we're not set up. We don't – brokers can help you with their can help you with financing and title work and everything else. So, of course, things are going to – but our company is really geared on getting you the education that you need to be able to have the process go through. And then so taking you through the steps – it just depends on what you need. I mean, we have everything for sellers from the for sale by owner program all the way up to full service. We have also for buyers everything from full service to a buyer rebate program. The buyer rebate program gives you up to 2% of the sales price to use towards the purchase of a property. You see, now I know there's some companies, I'm not naming names out there, that are offering rebates, but if you look at a lot of the rebates, it might be a half of a percent. Some are offering up to $4,000, $5,000. You know, it just depends. This is a true buyer rebate, up to 2%, but it's based on the level of work that you put in. It's a great program. Now there are some states where they say, well, you can't really give a rebate. What happens in that situation is the way the programs are structured, they're legal in all 50 states, absolutely, and we wouldn't have it any other way. When you're working through a member or affiliate, they've already been trained and through the processes. And also, they actually work through their local jurisdictions. When on a buyer rebate, I just want to digress a bit and just talk a little bit about a buyer rebate program. We're going to do about a one-minute break, and I'll get into that when we come back more. But with the buyer rebate program, if you're in a state that says you can't do it, what we do is it's tied in through the contract, and the sellers actually are the ones that are going to – what we're doing – or the local broker and agent is reducing their commission and then having the seller pay towards closing. So there's stipulations that come in with the lender that you have to cover. But it's so you're kind of guided through here, but you're able to still save a lot of money. So you're getting the best part of the transaction. You're kind of getting carried through it, but you're not alone, but yet you're saving monies, you know. And so anyhow, we'll go into a little bit more after the break, and I'll be back.
Okay, we will be back. Realty Universal again, the website realtyuniversal.com, and we will return in, we'll take a 2-minute break.
Hi, I'm Michael Hyatt, professional blogger and public speaker. I'm also the chairman of Thomas Nelson Publishers, a husband, a father, a grandfather, and a Sunday school teacher. I often get asked, how do you get it all done? Two words, life plan. Sadly, I've met very few people who have a plan for their life. Most are passive spectators, watching their lives unfold one day at a time. They may plan their careers, the building of a new home, or even a vacation, but it never occurs to them to plan their life. This is why so many people end up discouraged, disillusioned, and wondering what went wrong. The good news is that it doesn't have to be that way. You can live your life on purpose starting today by going to michaelhyatt.com/life plan. There's three reasons why you need a life plan. Number one, it will give you clarity about where your life is headed. Number two, it'll keep you in balance when things get crazy. Number three, it'll give you peace of mind knowing that you're addressing those aspects of your life that matter the most. Creating your personal life plan is not so much an ebook as it is a life planning experience. In the book, I'll take you through a visualization exercise that'll give you enormous clarity on what matters most. A five-step program for identifying where you are now and how to get from here to where you want to be. A weekly and quarterly process for keeping your life on plan and moving in the direction of your highest priorities. Two planning templates, a Word document, and a separate Excel document that will make it easier for you to create your plan and keep it up to date. You can't buy creating a personal life plan at a bookstore. You can't even buy it on the internet. There's only one way to get it, by subscribing to my free email newsletter. All you need to do is go to michaelhyatt.com/life plan and sign up for my free email updates. I'll then immediately email you the download link to this amazing free resource. Don't wait. You can start the life plan adventure today. Experience the power of living your life on purpose.
And we are back again, Realty Universal Radio. Randy Zachary, Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, and that life plan you just heard about by Michael Hyatt. Michael Hyatt is the CEO of Thomas Nelson Publishers, and I follow him, Natalie, on Twitter, and he's just got a lot of really good entrepreneurial, you know, motivational things, and one of them is the life plan, and I know you're big on this because you've talked to me about this, you know, in our personal interaction about, you know, you do need to have a life plan. You need to know where you're going. You know, you need to be intentional about what you want in a life and then going to get it. And you're really an example of that. And I know we want to dig in here to the buyer rebate program, kind of some of the nitty gritty. But for those that aren't familiar with your story, I mean, you really are a story of somebody who you basically said, you know what, I'm going to make this happen. And you made it happen, right? You had a successful brokerage, a real estate brokerage on the East Coast in Maryland, and then basically pulled up stakes, moved to Hawaii, and did it all over again over there, and $80 million a year, you know, in transactions in Hawaii, powerful. So you really, I know, are a believer in intention.
Absolutely. And without a plan, they always said that, you know, the shortest pencil is better than the longest memory, right? And, you know, without a plan and it's tough. And faith in God. Faith in God does a lot. And you have to keep action, you know, keep going. But and you know, it's so funny right now. They have so many different things. And E-Myth is very good. Michael Gerber's E-Myth. They have a really good setup, too, to get people in structure and in planning. And kind of one thing I like about E-Myth, what they're doing is they're actually really, really digging in and figuring out who you are, what you want to do, and how to create your life plan based around everything. Because when we think about it, you hear stories constantly where people are you know, saying, I'm in this job, and when I retire, I get my gold watch, or I hate my job, and I can't wait, you know, 30 years out, I'll be retired. And it's like, why would you do it if you hate it? And their answer is, well, to put money on the table, we have to eat. But if you really, truly go with your heart and start looking at it and dissecting it, the money absolutely comes. So, yeah, I'm a big believer in it. And, you know, I'm having a tough time with my brother right now because, I mean, that's my baby brother. I mean, he's been around since I've been born, and I don't remember. I mean, he's 15 months younger was than me, and I'm having a tough time with it. And I know that based on everything I believe in spiritually and life and everything, we have to go on. And that's what's forcing me to do this right now, even though I want to cry constantly. And I think everything – one thing I realize in life – nobody has all the answers, nobody. But we know inside what feels right and what doesn't. And that's the big thing, I think, with planning. And, you know, there's times to throw out a plan, you know, or somebody else's plan may not work for you. Everything has a season. And, you know, and we can't control everything. And I think sometimes when people are really big planners, as myself, we think we can control many situations. We tend to feel guilty for situations. You know, my brother just passed away in a motorcycle accident, and I kept thinking, gosh, if I would have just, you know, like I knew he was having a girlfriend cheating on him, which is not a good thing at all. And I'm saying this openly because it's the truth, but it was very hard. And I'm like, oh gosh, why didn't I just tell him to get out of there a month ago? Why didn't I do, you know? And I find myself and it's not something I could have done, you know. And I think some of us are. I'm digressing a little bit too much, but I'm just saying, all of this stuff relates to everything in life, and I think we need to have more compassion. Trust and also allow ourselves to feel, allow ourselves to go through these motions. You know, we tend to live in a society, and I'm really feeling it with this death right now, that we don't discuss death enough. We don't discuss emotions enough. We don't discuss a lot of how we're feeling enough to where it's like, oh, okay, just move on. Go on. It's okay. Just go on. Okay, nobody wants to talk about it. Or, oh, like, you know, you know how you hear people say, hi, how are you today? And the response everybody expects back is, oh, just wonderful, how are you? But when somebody says, terrible, you know, you're like, oh, okay, bye. You know, not me, but a lot of people just, they don't want to hear that. So we're really digressing here, but I tell you, plans are important, life's important. I think the good thing, too, about plan and habits and is a consistency. So you start to have, you know, you can depend on certain things and plans. Getting back to the buyer rebate program, and all of our programs, we really believe people have choices, and that's where it all started way back when there was only one way of doing this industry usually, and I believe people have choices. And so what happens, we offer people the ability to dig in, and if you get in and do like sweat equity, you're involved in the transaction, and now with the internet it's so easy to find out what properties are out there even before the other agents know about it. So it's easy to get in, and then you reap some of the benefits for that work. And nowadays, depending on what type of industry you're in, I mean, there's some situations where you say, hey, I don't want to handle it. Let someone else do it. You know, I'm going to lose more money with what I do for a living than the time it's going to take me focusing on that buyer rebate program, right? That's what some people may say. No, let the agent do all the work if they're really going to do the work. You see a lot of situations where people, houses are missed or properties are missed because no one has all that time to look at it every day, 24/7. Even with autoresponders, even with internet autoresponders that go, you know, they plug in and they can put in your parameters and you're going to be notified when a new property comes up. There could be other properties coming up that aren't listed. So, you know, if you have the time to dig in, it definitely does make a difference these days, and you get the credit for that. But with our programs, there's a lot of things that happen. A lot of people go out and they say, okay, I'm going to be a for sale banner. I've sold two or three houses before. I know how to do this. I'm going to go buy a house. I don't want to use an agent. You see a lot of buyers will go to the listing, say, I don't want an agent to represent me exclusively because I think if I call only the listing agents and go to the listing agents and it's their listing, they're going to gladly give me their selling side back. So I'm going to make money. You know, people think, you know, that they can just do it that way and then they're going to get a commission back anyhow, so they don't commit to use any broker or any agent. That's not always the case because some companies have policies that if the commission, for example, is 6%, whether there's another agent in or not, they're not going to give up the other three. Differences with what a lot of what we do is, what protects everybody is we have systems set up, and systems is what makes businesses run and run consistently. Like for me, having to be off the last 3 weeks, You know, because there's systems in place, so many things ran. You know, when I had the emergency with my brother, you know, that could run. We believe in systems in every aspect of what we do, and the systems are set up with the menu systems to educate and help and help everybody. So, for example, you're a for sale by owner or you want to go do the buyer rebate program, but there's aspects of the transaction where you need to have the right forms, the right jurisdiction data. You need to legally not get in trouble. You need contracts read, you know, or you need sometimes there's advice in different areas that you just wouldn't have thought of at all because it's not your industry. I mean, it's not something you do every day. So these are the areas where we try to educate people, but you're not alone. And so it's kind of like, I mean, I don't know, it's kind of like going out in the lifeboat, you know what it mean? You know, or going out in anything you're doing, and you've got some support right there. There's some support to carry you through in the areas that you're not familiar with. And on anything, you know, people use trainers. They constantly say, you know, nowadays, you know, the best of the best in any industry always have a trainer, right? You always have a trainer or somebody, a consultant, or, you know, there's always somebody keeping you accountable. With our menu programs, we've got agents and brokers that have like minds and believe in this, and they're assisting to keep it accountable. So it's kind of like a real win-win, not just a place where you go, well, I can just do this myself. I know everything, and I don't need any help. So that's kind of a – and the buyer rebate, the one issue that I was pointing out before we went on the break was some states do say you can't actually say to a buyer, okay, here's a complete rebate at closing or settlement. And what it does is it gets tied into the contracts. But say, for an example, the house is $500,000 and you're going to get 2% towards closing, which would be $10,000. But say you're in a state that the limit for VA is, you know, you can buy a $500,000 house under VA. I'm saying these things generally because we're discussing things in many areas, and the VA limits will be lower in some states and higher in other states. So I'm just giving you the example of $500,000. Say, for example, the closing costs are only, and again, it depends on the state, but say they're in Maryland, they're going to be $15,000. In Hawaii, they might be $6,000 or $7,000. Say that closing costs are only $6,000 or $7,000, and we're supposed to be giving them back a $10,000 credit. That has to be tied into the contract. It has to be covered from the beginning to the end. So you still need agent assistance to make sure you're covering this with your lender, et cetera, you know? So that's kind of like how the programs, you know, so we make it, it's not confusing because everybody's explained, they explain it up front what's going to happen. But it's really nice. It's just a true support system. It makes it comfortable for everybody. What I find in, you know, in many things in life is when you're first going in and doing something, you know, the confidence comes from practice, 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 right? You know, repetition, repetition, you learn, learn, learn. And so I find a lot of buyers and sellers, when they want to go out and do it on their own, some of them aren't as confident, you know, and they want to make sure they're covered. And that's where these systems really help. And, of course, under the For Sale by Owner program, the coverage is enormous. And so we're working on having more training done with the affiliates and members. Most of them, when you look at most of the affiliates and members, are smaller mom-and-pop brokerages where they have the flexibility to really let the consumer choose rather than some brokerages say, no, we're not going to offer a buyer rebate. We aren't going to offer a menu program. It's just the old traditional real estate. So that's yeah. But I know we've been over this before, Randy, but it's just, you know, different tidbits come in, and I think it's all about people being confident enough. And now, because many people aren't in the position to have the income to say, hey, just do it all, they want to get involved. More and more sellers are losing equity with this economy, and, you know, so they need to save money. Buyers are really being more conscious about getting as much equity as possible. And I think everybody, the whole economy is changing as a whole, you know, where monies were just thrown away like crazy for years with the baby boomers getting older. You know, people are, and money's being lost in the stock market, people are just more conscious right now. And I think they're, you know, I'm also hearing a lot of reports where people aren't buying the type of luxuries they were buying years ago. You know, a lot of people are getting back to basics, just making sure necessities are in place. And, you know, I think that's a good place to be, actually. We're much more aware.
Yeah, and we'll, coming up in the second half hour, we're gonna talk a lot more about that because, as you say, that's a great kind of transition. That's almost like you've done this thing before. That's a we are going to drill down really on the situation at hand that people find themselves in, as you said before, underwater, as it were, and how to let go and really tie in not only the anger and the blaming, but literally the grieving of maybe the loss of a house, and we're gonna tie that into again what you're going through, because the second half hour of our show is really every week we want to really connect, if you will, with our listeners in a way that is beyond real estate, is beyond business, it's beyond really this physical world. It's more of a realizing that there is a God and that there is a universe and a spiritual realm, and there are forces at work hourly, daily in our lives that we need to be aware of. And I know, Natalie, we're gonna hit a break here in a minute, and then come back on the other side and begin to talk about all that. But before we do, I'm watching a lot of the Republican primary, the debates and whatnot, and they go to South Carolina and they go to Nevada and they go to these places where they talk about, folks underwater in their homes, and I mean drastically. I guess my question to you, you as a real estate real expert is, if somebody is, and I know this is a whole nother conversation about short sales and whatnot that we've somewhat got into in the first week, but we'll often revisit a lot of these because they'll keep coming up. But, if possible, if somebody's way, 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 way underwater in their home, would you recommend that they just hang tough no matter what? In other words, if there's no chance of an immediate recoup and regroup in the market, I know some people run into the short sale, but I know you were talking to me about our personal situation and saying, man, hang on if you can. And is that what you'd still really, I guess, recommend to folks who are upside down? And I know it depends on the situation, but
You mean should they hang on? Should they hang on, or should they depend on? Oh, yeah. No, that's a really good point, and it really depends on their individual situation. You have some people that maybe are massively in debt with many other things, and they're in a different situation. You have some people that it's just going to be the house. The personal situation makes a big difference. If somebody has children, they're in school, the kids are in school, the stability of the environment, the community, is it somewhere where they plan on being for the next 5, 10, 20 years, right? Some other people may be going to school in another country or somewhere else. So it really depends on the individual situation. It is important sometimes when people are upside down, depending on how upside down. I mean, it may be that they just need a shift change. It may be that, hey, okay, so we're paying $2,000 a month, and right now we really, think the house is only worth the house is only worth $200, and they've got a $300,000 mortgage, but when you look at the whole situation, can they rent for less? Can they not rent for less by the time they take their write-offs? Is this somewhere they need to stay until their kids go to college? You see what I mean? There's a lot of things that can be taken into perspective that totally make it a shift change, make you look at it differently than, oh, my God, our house is worth less than what we paid. You see what I mean? It's not always... It's not always cut and dry, and that's where I think people need to look at that. We all get stuck in our own stuff. So there are times I think somebody should just stay and rent the house out and not stay and maybe rent it out, and then they're going to move somewhere else and come back, or maybe they stay in the house. It just depends, There are
Like our situation, we do have a good tenant. We've had her for 3 years and pays the rent on time. And, if you've got that situation where you're able to, cover the mortgage or almost cover the mortgage. Real estate is still a good investment, and especially even these days.
It really is a matter of looking at the whole situation. I mean, there's people out there doing home businesses that maybe, they're doing home businesses, and maybe $5,000 a month mortgage isn't high for them because they're rolling in $20,000 a month, right? I'm just giving you examples on internet businesses that I see it all the time. People are making really, really good money, and Or maybe, I mean, some people are making $1 million a year. This isn't, you know, people think that this is not possible. It's very possible to do quite a lot, especially with the internet and with flexibility. But my point, what I was just, the point was, say they have to pay a lot a month, but maybe the business is at home now. Maybe they should talk to their accountant, and it may not make sense. It may be the business is at home, and they should be writing off a lot more with their business. You have to be careful with that. You know, if you just have a home office like a room and you write it off, that can create problems later if you want to depreciate your home. You know, I mean, because then you have to depreciate it when you sell it. But it may not. So there's things where they should talk to their accountant, because it could be like, hey, that's a business write-off completely, and the company needs it, and they don't need to take another office. So that extra, I'm just giving you examples, extra $1,000, $2,000 that they might be paying out, if they now can do it all from home, and they would have had to have an office somewhere that they had to pay overhead on. See how that changes the whole the whole picture? You know, a lot of people now with offices do the small corporate office centers, which are heaven because you don't have to spend all that money. And it just works because many people aren't in their offices anymore these days. But see how the shift change in life is crucial. I'm doing this call with you today. My brother's name, by the way, is Leonard Fazio, who passed away, because I want to give him honor and credit. And it's going to hurt me for till I die. But I literally, we have to look at things, and we have to be able to. It's a shift change. You know, you go through things and you're so upset, but then when you can start to say, wait a minute, they're at peace. If I really believe spiritually like I do, I have to let this move on, you know, and you can, you know, there's just so many ways to go through these processes and grieving. And when we look at it differently and maybe we analyze it differently, we can handle it better because we're human, right? But we can handle things better, and I just see this a lot. You know, it breaks my heart when you hear people killing themselves over this stuff, and I do understand it because, you know, depression's a very serious thing. But so I mean, we digress, Rio and I, Randy, and go off on different tangents and different things, but we're all coming back to the same place, right? You know, I mean, especially me, I can go off on different things and come back. I think women do that anyhow, right? So it'd be kind of, you know, and but I tell you, it really is, it's perception, you know, and it's not, you know, someone saying, okay, I've got to pay my bills, and they do have to pay the bills. Now, there are times where some people maybe should just walk away from it and maybe file bankruptcy, just move on, or the stress is too badly. I mean, it's all, you see, it's all in, you know, everybody's situation is different, is what I should say. It's not all the same. And just because a house, you know, you hear people constantly say, well, my house isn't worth anything right now, but I'm not moving. I'm going to live here till the day I die, you know, and they don't, you know, there are people that aren't completely underwater, but they just don't have the assets anymore, you know. They're able to get by. So it's just a lot of things are going on. Now, the government is making they're offering other programs right now where you can get some mortgage reduction. They're trying to get the banks to offer more reductions too right now and agree to even lower the initial mortgage if they qualify, principal and interest payment. So there's a lot of different programs that they're trying to put out there, and you want to be careful. You know, you want to be careful with what you're getting into. But there is some relief for this.
Yeah. Well, Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, and my name is Randy Zachary. We're going to, around the corner, on the other side of this break, we are going to, as Natalie began to talk about, we're going to touch bases and talk more on the human level about your need for letting go and processing and some of the emotion that swirls around maybe being underwater in your home. And no doubt Natalie will share honestly, as you're well aware now she does, about what she's going through and letting go. So kind of a parallel kind of a thing going on with what she's going through and maybe with what you're going through and the need to let go and the need to grieve in a healthy way. So we're going to be back in just a minute. Natalie mentioned, again, entrepreneurs and people making money even in this economy. And Seth Godin talks about how to do that. And we'll be back right after this.
I wanted to give you four specific examples that I'm going to cover at the end about how a product called Silk tripled their sales by doing one thing, how an artist named Jeff Koons went from being a nobody to making a whole bunch of money and having a lot of impact, to how Frank Gehry redefined what it meant to be an architect, And one of my biggest failures as a marketer in the last few years, a record label I started that had a CD called Sauce. But before I can do that, I got to tell you about sliced bread and a guy named Otto Rohwedder. Now, before sliced bread was invented in the 1910s, I wonder what they said, like the greatest invention since the telegraph or something. But this guy named Otto Rohwedder invented sliced bread. And he focused, like most inventors did, on the patent part and the making part. And the thing about the invention of sliced bread is this, that for the first 15 years after sliced bread was available, no one bought it, no one knew about it. It was a complete and total failure. And the reason is that until Wonder came along and figured out how to spread the idea of sliced bread, no one wanted it. That the success of sliced bread, like the success of almost everything we've been talking about at this conference, is not always about what the patent is like or what the factory is like. It's about can you get your idea to spread or not. And I think that the way you're going to get what you want or cause the change that you want to change to happen is you're going to figure out a way to get your ideas to spread. And it doesn't matter to me whether you're running a coffee shop or you're an intellectual or you're in business or flying hot air balloons. I think that all this stuff applies to everybody regardless of what we do. That what we are living in is a century of idea diffusion. That people who can spread ideas, regardless of what those ideas are, win. And when I talk about it, I usually pick business because they make the best pictures that you can put in your presentation and because it's the easiest sort of way to keep score. But I want you to forgive me when I use these examples because I'm talking about anything that you decide to spend your time to do. At the heart of spreading ideas is TV and stuff like TV. TV and mass media made it really easy to spread ideas in a certain way. I call it the TV industrial complex. And the way the TV industrial complex works is you buy some ads, interrupt some people, that gets you distribution. You use the distribution you get to sell more products. You take the profit from that to buy more ads. And it goes around and around and around, the same way the military-industrial complex worked a long time ago. That model of, and we heard it yesterday, if we could only get on the homepage of Google, if we could only figure out how to get promoted there, if we could only figure out how to grab that person by the throat and tell them about what we want to do, if we could do that, then everyone would pay attention, we would win. Well, this TV-industrial complex informed my entire childhood and probably yours. I mean, all of these products succeeded because someone figured out how to touch people in a way that they weren't expecting, in a way they didn't necessarily want, with an ad over and over and over again until they bought it. And the thing that's happened is they canceled the TV industrial complex.
Seth Godin, boy, if you get a chance to follow his blog and you're an entrepreneur, he's the dude. And so anyway, check that out. Appreciate that again. Sliced bread, indeed. Randy Zachary is my name. By the way, our number, if you are listening live, 347-945-5428 is the call-in number, 347-945-5428. And if you're listening and you have a question, maybe you heard Natalie and you have a real estate question, you're more than welcome to call in and ask. Perhaps in the segment to where she was talking about her brother and what she's going through, grieving the loss of her brother, and you have something you want to share or ask, we absolutely welcome your phone calls in this second half as well, 347-945-5428. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal. Again, the website, realtyuniversal.com. It's some of the topics and things you've heard about the first half hour interested you. There is a wealth of information at realtyuniversal.com. And the second half of the program, and we've got about 20 minutes left already flying by this morning, is we'd like to, again, talk about more of a spirituality, more of an emotional, human side of what's going on in the world, as Natalie said earlier. And Natalie, you and I talked about before the show here, really, kind of the parallel, if you will, in a way, between what you're going through in the grieving process with losing your brother. And people who might be, literally when somebody's underwater in their home, and I'm an example, I raised our kids in our home in Chico, and there came a time where we had to move out because we was out of work, couldn't find work, and in the small town we lived in, Chico, California, and I had to pack up, you know, the home that I raised kids in and watch my wife and my daughter cry as we moved stuff out of the house. And we fortunately were able to find tenants and we were able to rent the house out and we still have the home. But I've been there and I know what it is. And there's a grieving that happens when you lose a home, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it really is because there's so much attachment. You know, we say home is where the heart is, and it's really there's a grieving process. And I think a lot of people right now, though, have to look at the big picture and see if it's the best move for them to make or not make. Somehow right now in the home ownership part, it's really crucial to get counseling, to get some grievance counseling if they're really finding themselves. I mean, some people are in this and they – day-to-day, they're not having a problem. They look at it for what it is. They handle it well. There's no emotions are coming up. I mean, so I know in our show, the last couple shows, people may be listening going, oh, my gosh, these people sound so depressing because, you know, of course, we're getting into the real deal and me just losing my brother is just a god-awful and the tragic way he died with the motorcycle accident is, you know, makes it worse. And it seems surreal. It doesn't seem real. So I know our last couple shows have been very kind of, could be considered depressing, but at the same time, our mission is to help people and to serve people. And, you know, and when, you know, a lot of people that are just, you know, fine and there's no issues or anything, we want to serve too, you know, but we also want to help the people that really are having deep emotional issues from these things that are going on around us in the economy right now. So it ties in, and I just, you know, but we do have fun too at times. I mean, so it says, I don't want you guys to think that, you know, we're just always depressed and depressing. But I do think so there are people that really can go through and they give up the house or they leave or they make the decision and they're fine. And that's good. That's healthy for you because as long as you feel good with it, that's very, very important. There's other people that are so attached to their homes that they feel like their whole life is being thrown out the window right now. And they're furious, or maybe the husband and wives are having issues because they're blaming each other. The kids are going to feel this too, which isn't fair to the kids. And remember, you really want to think these are just material things. You got to eat. Don't get me wrong. And I mean, I know I never had anyone give me anything in my life, and I built it up and threw it away, built it up, threw it away. I mean, just with different life experiences. It's really important to get to the basics right now and to get healthy. And depression is a very normal thing that can happen. And anxiety and these other issues that spring up when we're losing our homes when we're going through this. So we wanted to just mention the second half of the show for people to not feel funny about talking about it. Don't feel like you have to keep it to yourself. Go talk to people professionally. There's also support groups. And you'd be surprised they have all different types of support groups for different issues. And it doesn't have to be just for the house. You know what I mean? Because what happens when we go through tragedies in life and loss, and issues, there's a grieving process that happens, and it starts bringing up any of that stuff that we've pushed down for years. Yeah. It'll bring it up. It'll bring it to the surface. All of a sudden, we're feeling it. We're feeling the pain. We're feeling the depression, anger, blame. In this housing crisis, you're seeing people blame each other. They're blaming the lenders. They're blaming the loan officers. They're blaming, you know, everybody and anybody. And I think what's really important is to somehow stop the blaming, find forgiveness, forgive the people around. It's hard, mm-hmm. Believe me. It's hard to forgive because so many emotions come up. But if we can do that and we start looking at these things and figuring out a plan and digesting it based on our circumstances, you know, the worst thing, it's really hard when you hear somebody say, well, they're going to go – talk to somebody for advice and the person just says, oh, just do this, forget it, and hasn't dug into what their situation is. So really important to take the time and also to remember that this is a process. We're not supposed to, when we are so attached to things and we love things and we, you know, love people, we're not, it's normal to go through this process, because if you allow yourself to go through it, and I really believe in journaling, I really believe in writing things down daily and journaling your thoughts, your emotions, your feelings. It's something good to look at later, and it's a process, and you get through things and awareness comes, and forgiveness is huge, because we have to forgive ourselves too. And I think these are just some of the issues that in our society, I brought it up a little bit earlier, talking about like death. People don't want to talk about death. People want to poo-poo death, you know, and say, okay, you know, and oh, I'm so sorry, and just move on. And death is, I don't believe that this is all we do. I do believe we go on. I believe our spirit goes on. And I believe in God and heaven. And I definitely think it would be a real shame if this was it. If this was it, that all we do in this life, this is it, I think it would be a shame. But so I'm getting deep on some of those issues, because we have to forgive. One, you know, there's a lot of different addictions that come into stuff when people start getting this depressed, and you see the alcohol, drugs, other issues, and I think those are the types of things that people, one, would want to stay away from the most, because those can get people more depressed. You know, I just think it's important. We right now have a lot of issues going on with the housing, and you don't want to get divorced over losing a house. It's not worth it, you know. You don't want your kids to be, you know, upset because, you know, things couldn't. It's not. We need to be able to show them that, hey, we can get through anything. So we just wanted to mention that on the second half here. A lot. It's funny because a lot of stuff that keeps us stuck a lot of times is anger and not being able to forgive.
And being able to identify the anger. I mean, oftentimes, and I know it's a problem with guys, our go-to emotion is anger, because we don't know what we're really feeling. You know, and that's true in, you know, in our personal relationships, that's true in our marital, whatnot. Anger is for guys, it's our kind of go-to emotion, because we don't know what else, how to identify what we're feeling. And as a man, I can tell you, you know, when we had to move out of our home, I felt angry. I felt, like a loser, you know, like I was a failure in providing for my family. All of those emotions were swirling around, and you betcha my kind of addiction these days is, you know, it's food. I mean, I kind of, in some ways, I guess you could say, transferred my addictive behavior from some other things, alcohol and drugs and whatnot, to really, at this point, still, there are times when I'm out of balance that I'll go to food for my, you know, my comfort.
Right.
And so I know that I when you say addictions, I get it. I'm an addictive personality, and, you know, I struggle
with that. What happens is we're trying to negate the pain. So
yeah.
The pain gets so deep in there, and then we're trying to negate it with the alcohol or people, drugs or food, or, you know, in a sense that it's almost like, yeah, if we shove it in. I mean, I'm just saying that oh, it's going to make the pain feel go away some, you know, and it doesn't. And it's really, you know, the only thing I can say is one step at a time, baby steps, you know. I always get told, how do you chew an elephant? One bite at a time. And it's really hard. I mean, I can tell you with my, you know, baby, my one and only brother, you know, that just went, I'm just like, it still doesn't seem real to me. And I'm allowing myself to know that I'm just going to keep crying off and on a lot. And I may not stop crying for a while, and that's okay. I mean, that is okay. I have to do that. And if somebody doesn't like it, that's just too bad. I mean, I'm not going to try to offend anybody, but I'm just saying. So there's many, you know, God made us very simple. We make it hard. We're the ones that make it hard. I mean, we make life much harder than it is, because, you know, it all ties in the same. Just like no matter what business you have, it's the same principles that go into running your business, right? Even, you know, the same foundation, same principles, same things you have to do, the marketing and the follow-up, and the, you have to have money coming. You have to do, you know, the same thing no matter what it is. It's the same thing with life. Like, there's all these other issues, and no matter what it is, we still have to have consistency and follow through, and there's a lot of simple things we can do, and we're harder on ourselves, I think, than, you know, we're very hard, and we're in such a me now, everything now, like hush-hush society, everything's okay, don't show emotions, don't show this, and it's making us a sicker society than a better society, you know, but I just, but we're seeing it, and we're seeing the, we're seeing what's coming back from not opening up and not forgiving and not, you know, digesting and saying, tomorrow's another day too. You know, sometimes things can seem so tragic today, and yep. You give it a couple more days, a couple more weeks, a couple more months, and it's not as bad, you know.
Yeah, and I think you mentioned this earlier, and I think it's really, really true that, you know, with the kind of, if you will, loss of more and more of our material things, I mean, you said earlier in the hour, you know, that you see people as you work with them on their, you know, on buying and selling homes, you know, you get to know a family and you hear stories and you know that people are increasingly letting go of, you know, luxury things because of the economy. And I just wonder, I've asked this question before, could this economy be a blessing, this bad economy, be a blessing in disguise in that it is making all of us reevaluate what's really important, and things are cool, but really people are the most important thing. And more I see families, for instance, and I've heard this over and over, cutting, you know, turning off their cable because they're looking at their budget and saying, where can we cut? We've got to eat, we've got to pay the rent, we need electricity. We really, really don't have to have cable. We don't have to have satellite. We, you know, and the byproduct, the positive byproduct of that is they're spending more time talking to each other.
It's much better. You know, they have, I guess the Netflix really cuts back on that too. The people, they could be paying, families can be playing board games, having, you know, meals together, playing cards. You know, doing so many other things that kind of get you back to basics. I remember October 15th, 2006, my son and I were living on Oahu too, you know, back and forth, right? But I was on there Oahu full time, and we had an earthquake in the morning. It was around 7:15, and the earthquake was actually on the Big Island, but it hit Oahu enough. Our power in Kailua went out for 18 hours. And when the earthquake first hit, I remember I'm going, oh, my God. Now, I hadn't been living in California. My mother did for 17 years, so I was aware of earthquakes, but I really hadn't, you know, experienced earthquakes. And I'm going, okay, we've got to stay in. My son's going, I'm going outside. Oh, no, don't go outside. I mean, late 20s right then, I guess, yeah. I said, don't go outside, there's power lines. And then I'm thinking for a minute, oh, my gosh, we're supposed to know what to do, aren't we? Like, we're not really planning for this. And I thought, well, stand in a doorway or get under a table. And, it wasn't too bad, but the power was out for 18 hours. And we, in the Safeway down the street, had emergency lights on. So we thought, well, let's go down there. And by the time we went down there, everything was, there were like maybe hot dogs left to cook. All the other meats items were taken. And then, of course, they had to throw things out later. So that day, we cooked on the grill. We played cards. We enjoyed, I mean, it was just a wonderful day. We couldn't do anything else. That week I went and got a radio with batteries because I realized, oh my gosh, I don't have a radio with battery. You know, everything was electrical. It was fun though. I mean, providing everybody safe, you know, it takes you back to basics. We don't need all this other stuff, you know, that sometimes we think we need, but. So, but no, I agree with one thing I was going to say, which you said about, do you think a lot of the things in the economy and the world and are bringing us to other things? Absolutely. I think it's bringing us to more understanding. And I think there's something I'm working on, but I have put so many things on hold the last few weeks because of my baby brother. It's called Time to Heal. And I think it really is. Time in this world for us to start healing and getting to basics and everything, because a lot's going on, a whole lot's going on. So,
Yeah, Natalie Mullinex, president and the founder of Realty Universal. You're tuned into Realty Universal Radio, and our audience seems to be growing, so we welcome you, and we're going to continue to grow and evolve as a show, and it is a show about real estate, absolutely. It's a show about you know, the business side of the real estate industry, and Natalie Mullinex, since 1985?
Right, 1985.
Yeah. She's been involved in, in real estate and averaging $80 million a year.
Prior to starting that, I mean, really pushing on this now because I'm trying to pull back from some of it, but yeah. And it's
We're excited about the show. And, again, just some contact information. RealtyUniversal.com is the website. In fact, I was looking at it a little earlier, and there are a whole bunch of testimonials on the page. So whether you're a buyer or a seller, you know, this menu system idea may be kind of new to you. You may be used to, wow, I just got to do the typical whatever they do and 3% and full service and whatnot. I want to read a couple of these. I'm looking now at one that said, my property sold in 35 days for 98% of the asking price. Everyone at Natalie Mullinex Realty Universal was very helpful, quick to respond to my emails. I would absolutely use this service again and recommend it to my friends. I'm a person who's very demanding, and Natalie Mullinex Realty Universal exceeded my expectations. That's just one of dozens and dozens. I haven't looked at them all, maybe hundreds of testimonials. So when you hear us, when you hear me talking about Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, and hear her talking about her experience and the nuggets that she shares with us week in and week out, know that this is backed up by many, 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 many folks who have really enjoyed the experience. One of them I was reading, and I can't find it now, but Natalie was saying, again, why pay full commission when you can kind of do the menu system or something like that, which, again, I thought was pretty interesting. I found one other. Let's see, 1%. The 1% buyer program saved me $13,000 with great results. I'll recommend Natalie to anyone. And, those are just some of them. You can find those at RealtyUniversal.com. And, man, we are so thankful that you joined us today. And I am actually I'm traveling tomorrow. I know Natalie's normally the world traveler, but tomorrow I'm heading back to Maui. And
have a great time.
Lord willing, we'll be doing a show from Maui here in the next day or two. I don't know.
Fantastic.
And keep in touch. And so God bless you guys again. Thanks for listening. RealtyUniversal.com is the website, and I'll let Natalie take us out.
All right, everybody, I wish you peace.